So, Kennedy, if you don't mind, there's some people that want to chat with you.
Let's go.
After your announcement, Kennedy shared with us she was diagnosed with cancer. Thankfully, it is pretty much the best of the worst.
Correct. If you're going to get a diagnosis, DCIS is it.
Right. So. It is stage zero.
Yes.
It's very early on.
Yes. We have a plan. The plan is sound. We are ready to go.
Which is why you do this.
Correct.
You know, this 100%. Is why you go in. I mean, even
this is why you go once a year and get your boob smashed.
That's and even earlier, you know, when Lana was diagnosed with breast cancer, she wasn't due to go in for a test for a couple more years.
Yep.
But the doctor said, you know what? We just find if we start checking earlier, there's a chance we can find it. So when they found hers, hers was like stage one.
Mm-hmm.
So again, a really good good scenario.
Yep.
And they do the surgery and you take the tamoxifen for 5 years.
Yep.
And hopefully that's the end
That'll
of it.
That'll be that.
Crystal is from Haverhill. And you're going through the same treatment right now, Crystal?
Yes. Yes, I am. I was diagnosed in March. Same exact thing as Kennedy. I had the calcifications, and they came back atypical. So they had done a biopsy, and that biopsy did come out positive. That was in March. And then I they wanted to go check my lymph nodes.
Yeah.
So they went back in May and grabbed a couple of lymph nodes. Those were negative. So when she's giving me the news, I'm sitting there with my husband, and the doctor's like, okay, you do have cancer, same as yours, best case scenario. We'll do some radiation, kill it off, take the tamoxifen.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and said, okay, what do we do now? And she's like, I've never quite had a reaction like that. I'm like, okay, but we've got to move forward, you know, and everybody says I have a positive attitude, but you're going to have those times that it hits you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
And I'm a mom. I've got two girls. Thankfully, they're awesome. You know, one in college, one in high school. My husband's been phenomenal. But when they tell you feel the feels, cry it out. Do whatever the doctor says. Take all that advice because there's probably going to be a lot of it. The one thing that I'm doing is a ton of lotion.
Because
I actually second day in, I could start to see some redness to it.
Yeah.
So. I'm on it.
Well, thank you.
But no, and you with your support team that you have, because you're all phenomenal. You're all family. They've all got your back.
Yep, I've got a good circle.
So absolutely, take whatever advice they have to give you. And I'm only going in for day number six right now.
All right, good
I
for
have
you,
20
babe.
Sessions to go.
Yeah,
there was a woman yesterday. She finished hers. I cried for her. You know, I
yeah, the radiation sounds like it's going to be a lot. It'll be 4 weeks, 5 days a week. That sounds like a lot.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah, but, I remember when Lana was going, it was, you get to know, all the staff there,
the same,
all the people that are getting treatment around the same time. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you so much, Crystal. Love you.
Becky is from Brighton and now 10 years cancer-free. Is that right?
Let's go.
That is correct. Yeah, 10 years. Kennedy, I had the same thing. I'm going to cry because this is my... Yeah. So I just had my 10-year scan. Everything was clear, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
Worst part, though, was I got a tummy tuck and new girls.
Yeah, that's what she said to me. She goes, after this is all said and done, you can't get them fixed. It covered under insurance after this. And I was like, oh, really?
Stepping out of the lot with a new model?
You get them pulled up a little bit? Let's go. I don't hate it.
And then my wife got me nipple tattoos for our anniversary.
Fantastic.
How's that?
I love it so much.
10 years cancer-free. That's the energy we need today.
Yes.
Nice job, Becky.
Thank you, Becky.
Emily's from Quincy and wants to talk about her mom who was diagnosed at Christmas. How's your mom doing, Emily?
She's great. I honestly could have sworn that first woman that called in was my mom because that was the exact same thing that she went through. I like thinking about what I'm going to say. I'm like, well, she's already said it. but it was really scary to hear that announcement literally at Christmas. But it was the same exact thing, and she's totally fine. And she was good by the end of March. She did the same radiation thing, lotion, and she's going to be on a pill for 5 years. So
that's it.
But it was like the simplest process that you could hope for.
Yeah. Yeah, I think having a plan, and for me anyway, I need a plan. And if you can give me a plan and tell me what and where and draw me pictures,
right.
I'm good. And that's what happened yesterday. So I feel really good about it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Emily.
Lotion.
Yeah. Well, I think your attitude is a big part of it.
I know. I think it has to be, right?
With Lana, it was like that. With Aaron, it was like that.
100%. It has to be. And I think watching Aaron and Lana both.
Mm-hmm. I mean, especially.
You have to make a choice. And Aaron specifically made a choice to dress up as Wonder Woman every time she went to chemotherapy, like, and give away gifts to people every single time. Like, that's inspiring. And I think she inspired so many people. And so I just want to continue, you know, what she and Lana started, just making sure you keep themselves in check, as Lana is wont to say.
And how about your family? Does everybody in your family know that's not in your radio family?
Yeah, yeah. My circle knows. All everybody, right. Yes. So.
And how has that been?
You know, my family is my family. All right, we got you.
Right.
I mean, you know, you go in with positivity. I talked to my sister Jessica more because she works in the medical field, and when I told her the diagnosis, she was like, "Oh, you got this. It's a speed bump."
That's got to be a weird feeling to hear, though. It's like you have cancer, but it's like the best cancer.
It's the best news you could ever have.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to get it, give me the best one. I only want, you know me, I like good things. I want the best one. So if we're going to have the best one, let's have the best one. It is the only way I can live. I can't, because especially, you know, when you're, you know, alone in a house, it can get...
You can eat your lunch a little bit.
It can eat your lunch, and I refuse to let it.
I love that.
So that's where I'm at.
I'm so proud of you.